Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, I've got a couple of things I want to say. We've got a great show, Aging Mindfully, with my very special guest, Dr. T. Now, here's what I want to say about Dr. T, if y'all are ready to hear it. What I love is I have the honor of working with so many people. They step forward with their dream, their idea, and all of a sudden, out of that comes a powerful, powerful message. And, you know, you ask yourself, what about my life has contributed to me becoming who I am at this moment? And that's what I love. If you know anything about Dr. T, whether you watch her show or not, you understand that if you don't watch her show, you're missing a very, very powerful message. And it's a message for a time. You know, when you think about social psychology or mind-body medicine, or if you think about mindfulness, it has come to mean more now in the world than it's ever done before. But what I love about this is she and I are a lot alike. We take our academic stuff, like it's more than stuff, but it's like almost like a career. And you take that expertise, you take your personal experiences, then you take some research that's evidence-based. And what you have is a message that allows people to step into the depth and breadth of a solution, but brings it to the practical notion of how you can change every day. That's what we're talking about. Today, the conversation is all about mindfully aging, or aging mindfully, and what that means, why everybody's affected by it, and what the heck pill are they trying to sell us today, Dr. T? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. I'm so happy to be here. And, you know, they are trying to sell us all sorts of pills, pills and potions and all of the things. So it is an interesting space to navigate. And that's why I'm excited to, you know, talk about this, to get people engaged in thinking about their own aging and maybe allowing some of that mindfulness to come in so it's not so painful.
Yeah. I want to ask you about this because I made an analogy the other day. I was talking with somebody and it wasn't necessarily a spiritual or religious one, but somewhere along the line, I read that people that walked the earth thousands of years ago lived long. I read that. Like when you look up somebody's age, I don't even know who it was. I don't know if it was Moses or somebody. They didn't have an average lifespan of 48, more like 480 years. You know, so there's this idea somehow, if you believe those numbers, if you believe that, you can make an analogy as to why that was. They didn't have 500 commercials an hour blasting at them, telling them they're too this, not enough this, or they need more of that. Do you think that contributes to infiltrating our mindset?
Oh, absolutely. There's some great research by a woman named Becca Levy, and she just had a book come out called something Breaking the Age Code, something
yes.
like that.
Yeah.
But her research is really powerful, and it does show that the messages that we get from society, the messages that we tell ourselves culturally as well, that it can shorten our lifespan and negatively impact how we age. So depending on how people are responding to elders in their communities makes a big difference in their families, things like that. And so that I don't know about Moses and the 400 years that, you know, I like thinking about it, but it definitely bears out that how we treat, think, and relate to our own aging impacts how we age and how old we'll be. There's another bit of research that shows that, you know, people who are negative about aging, they don't, they actually, their mortality is less by like 7 years. So people who have positive aging ideals, they live up to 7 years longer, which I've shared this in groups. And then I get the, oh, ha ha. Well, if I don't like aging, I don't want to live another 7 years anyway. So, you know, like, chicken and egg, but mindset is really key because, well, anyways, you can see I get very
no. Let's get fired up about this. I want to get fired up about this. Let's finish the because.
Okay.
Here's a hypothetical, but not so much. Oh, and let me correct myself about Moses before you all email me. I already got two text messages on my phone. Okay, Moses was 120. Okay, hit the Pharaoh up at age 80. However, my reference goes even further back. It goes back to people in not just biblical sense, but if you read across the board, multiple philosophies, right? If you just take them in, it's shocking what they say, how long people live. But let's finish the because. Why do we think, and then even now in certain parts of the world, there are people living a really long time. So you start and then I'll chime in because they are what?
Well, the number one research bears this out is connection. So that goes over genetics, over lifestyle, all of that stuff. So connection and that sense of community and social support. And there's a great docuseries on Netflix called The Blue Zones, and that goes into talking about areas around the world that people are naturally living well into their hundreds. And, you know, this Dan Buettner, I don't know if I'm saying his name
right.
But he, you know, he noticed these trends and started writing about them. So that's a great docuseries. And it shows, you know, that there's a multitude of things, but like movement, connection, being engaged, feeling a sense of meaning and purpose, a spiritual connection. There's a handful, and I, you know, I might not have touched on all of them, but the number one is that sense of community and connection support.
I want to talk about this for a minute. Why is that? Let's just play with this for a little bit, if we could. I want to start with sense of purpose. Okay. I had a grandma that, no matter what you talk to her about, every day she had a sense of purpose. Now, it may not be like my sense of purpose or yours, Dr. T. It's like she didn't think, let me get up and do a podcast. My grandmama could have done. My uncle did a show with me. So you understand those bones where I come from. She could have done that, but she had her sense of purpose. Mm. And I watched that. Now, when you go way back and you look at people, and how long they live, whether it is Kimura of Japan, or I don't care who you pick. The common thread for all of them is they had a sense of purpose. And that sense of purpose was not easily deterred. Now, it could have been if, like, you read some of these stories, whether it's from, you know, Buddhist traditions, it doesn't matter what you read. If they get locked up in jail, they still live.
Yes, yes.
But have we gotten to the point where it is very difficult for people now to really have that sense of purpose, to really to be so distracted, or their lives, how should I say, being torn in so many pieces that they have competing things going on, which I believe adds tension and stress. What do you think?
Well, I love this playing with this idea because when I think about having that deep sense of meaning, purpose, and connection, you have to be still with yourself. You have to listen to what's happening and to discover that meaning. You're not going to discover it on your phone, in TikToks, and Instagram. I mean, things might give you some inspiration, and they might give you some like, ooh, I want to follow that breadcrumb, but then you need that space to follow the breadcrumb to, whatever your access point is. And there's this constant input and activity so that how can we find our purpose if we don't listen?
Yeah, I love this. So that just let's tie it in to mindset for a minute. And we've got a lot more to talk about today. Once upon a time, when I first started to do the show, if you said the word mindset, maybe a handful of people got it, another handful didn't. At the time, I had no idea what I was even talking about. But now we've opened up to understand mind. If you can't get mindset, just the word mind, that has taken on new meaning now. Look, this is the 20th anniversary, well, of my show, but What the Bleep, the book, What the Bleep, and then the movie, the film that came out. And I remember being in Seattle, I don't know, maybe not even a year. And we got so behind that and promoted them and filled the theater in Seattle. Why? Why were so many people interested in what the bleep had to say? Because a lot of it had to do with thoughts. It had to do with beliefs. It had to do with energy. It had to do with thinking. It had to do with words, Dr. Emoto. And here we are today. And mindset has still not made it to the mainstream, Dr. T. Come on.
Well, I almost think that there's been maybe like when you know how the pendulum swings, and I think that it might have been a swing and a miss because I do think I see meditation, mindfulness. I mean, I see it. Maybe I'm just keyed into it and tuned into that. But it could be like, oh, mindfulness at work, mindfulness in schools, and you see these things. And but then it becomes almost like another to-do, like another like, oh, I don't have time to add one more thing to my list. And so it again, gets a little bit swept away because it does take time and practice, it doesn't have to be arduous. I'm here to tell you that you can access these things without sitting on top of a mountain and in a crisscross applesauce position. You can just, you can access it in your daily life as busy as you are, with all the things going on and all the challenges. There's certainly a lot of opportunity.
You know what I found interesting, according to the let me stay with me for a minute. See, I thought, hello, false belief, fake news. You ready? I'm going to say it, but it's not real. Just telling everybody. So in my mind, until I did some research, because you and I like to do research, I just thought the people that were living the longest, they lived like in other countries. Like, I don't know where I thought they lived. I don't know. I mean, where did I think they live? It's some remote place, I thought. But when I looked up the list of contemporary, right? 1902 or 18 something, right? When I looked up that list, I looked at, I had to correct myself. Out of the top 10 people, like living, like 116 to 100, 122 is the winner. Probably, I don't know, probably eating chicken dinner. But the number one was Jean Clamé from France or France. And then I thought, ain't no way. So I'm getting ready to sing Ain't No Way. Ready? I thought the United States not going to be there. But I was shocked. Two out of the 10 people were from the United States. So you see, in my brain, I'm already creating a story, and that leads to a belief, that leads to a mindset that totally deflects the kind of mindfulness we need that apparently maybe these people had. Now, I'm also not going to mention that Japan was like here four times. But but you understand what I'm trying to say. Do we have a society here that may or may not think, one, that we can age gracefully, or that two, that we even have a chance now of breaking 90? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, where's this?
I love that you're calling out your own mindset, because it is, you know, it's the lake that we're swimming in, right? We can't know what we don't know until you start investigating and going like, oh, you know, and challenging your beliefs. So I do know that in the blue zones, Mariloma, California is one of the blue zones in the world, and they live longest. And in there, I think there's some attribution to spirituality, connection through the church and family, certainly. But I think that we have such an emphasis on, you know, kind of celebrating youth culture, and we don't really have opportunities for intergenerational connection that we might have before when we lived maybe in smaller communities or closer to family. Now we can be spread out all over the world. And I taught gerontology at the University of Nevada, Reno for 7 years. And some of my students, every semester, I would say, how old is the oldest person you know? And some people would say, you know, 45, 50. And I'd be like, okay, well, now you know someone older, when I had gotten to those ages. But they weren't knowing people either in their family unit or whatever that were older. And so when we have this kind of separation, then we don't get to learn and understand. And by the end of the semester, at least almost one person, maybe more, would say, oh, they're people. You know, when they would talk about older adults, they'd be like, oh, they're people. And I'm like, yes, they're people, you know? And so we need that intergenerational activity, because otherwise we get too far away and we start othering. And then we say, oh, youth is preferred. And then we, you know, go down that whole rabbit hole.
And it's interesting, because when I looked up the blue zones, I just looked, you know, I was curious. Mm. Of course, Japan.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. I looked at where grandma in Italy, right? And there we are, close to that blue zone mm-hmm. region. But I'll tell you what I knew intuitively, based on my experience with how many people either want to retire here, want to go here. Mm-hmm. When they go here, they cannot not go back, set up camp here, and just love it. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Dr. T and I are going to take a closer look at this. But what's more importantly, what can you change today? What do you think you could do? It's really funny, Dr. T. I got my hair done in New Jersey not too long ago. And it's fascinating. I haven't seen my friends for a long time. And they looked at me and said, oh, man, you know, like, geez, you're aging very gracefully with that color. And I said, this color? I paid $300 for this color. This is my color right there. Why do we do this? Let's take a short break. When we come back, what do you think I'm talking about? What's a country? If you had to guess, what would you think the country is that most people, when they hear it, they go, oh. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Dr. T.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the psychic explorer, and I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to create your marvelous life? As women, we can feel the pressure to make sure everyone else is okay before we take care of ourselves. That needs to stop. Hi, I'm spiritual coach Lori Jonas, and I'm empowering women to unleash their authentic selves and live marvelously. It's time to get clear on what you want in life. Check out my blog, coaching packages, manifestation journal, my book, The 5 L's of Living Marvelously, and more on my website, livingmarvelously.com.
Back, my very special guest today, Dr. T. Wow, look, before we reveal the country, how do people find out about you? Tell us about your show. How do we work with you? All of the above.
Okay. Well, my show is called Creating Connection with Dr. T, and it's here on the Transformation Talk radio. And it is the first and third Wednesday of every month from 10 a.m. Pacific, 12 Central, and 1 Eastern for an hour. And on that show, I talk about the things that make us human, right? So I've had episodes on grief and mindful eating and, you know, the body and gratitude. So all of these things, I am so fascinated by aging, grief, death, dying, the body, because it's something that we all share, right? Yeah. Aging, if we're lucky, yeah. Grief, we'll all experience grief at some stage. And, you know, my latest focus of research has been on, you know, grief that we experience with the aging body. Yeah. And so that's my show. And then my website is CC with Dr. T. So just the, you know, letters. So ccwithdrt.com. And people can work with me. I do, professional speaking. I do one-on-one coaching, and I also host workshops and facilitate all sorts of things, retreats, those type of things.
All right. We're going to make sure everybody gets out lots more. All right. Here's the thing. I'm going to go over to Blue Zones because we're going to talk about each of these really cool places and what sets them apart and what role mindset plays. So for example, the places I'm about to say, people live to be 100 at rates 10 times greater than the United States. Okay? Just saying. So let's start with California, because we mentioned Loma Linda, California. It's a blue zone. And people are like, really? Don't ask us. This is research, people. This is like, that's what they said to my research, right? When I presented it, they're like, really? But let's talk about what it says. I'm gonna throw it out there, and I would love for you to comment. You want to hear what it says? It says this place in California, stress reducing, healthy diet practices of local Seventh Day Adventists rub off on the whole town. Now, whether you're that or something else, let's call it spirituality, but that's a part of California, just a little nub in a very populated state. I mean, I went to school in California. I thought I was going to felt everything. Thank God for my Harley Davidson, or I'd still be sitting
in the traffic,
you know, in a Sig Alert or something over there. But this little place, what do you make of that? That's kind of the short write-up that they're saying is why people, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know the tenets of the seventh
I don't either.
But I would presume that it means supporting your community, being kind, doing good things, taking care of people. Yeah. And again, that sense of community, right? So if you have that as a blanket kind of belief or, underlying current, you know, maybe that's why people feel supported, or maybe they're getting the care that they need. So that would be my guess.
And, you know, and let's talk about this a little bit more, because, you know, part of that is looking at these places. Let's go to another one. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Okinawa, Japan. And it mm-hmm. says, here's what it says. This was to your point, dedicated to family and friends. This is what lifts Okinawa women to the longest female lifespan, dedicated to family and friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that was my grandma. That was her purpose thing that I mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, you know, that is, well, I mean, and often women live longer than men because they do, they might be the in a traditional cisgender role, they might be the calendar keepers and they might be the people who are planning the social events. And so they might be more connected. And so I would say that that makes sense. And in the they're also doing activities. So they're also doing things like singing groups or dancing groups at all ages, and they are intergenerational. So
yeah, and you know, this is really what we're talking about now. The reason I'm sharing the five with everybody is so when we get to the end, I thought when I'd find these, it would be a clear commonality across the board. Mm-hmm. I did. I thought, okay, these five groups, they all eat yogurt.
Please give me the magic pill.
Give me the yogurt. let's go to the next. Greece. Mm. Icaria, Greece. Or some people say Icaria. It depends on what you say, but it's Greece. Ready? Mm-hmm. Napping, occasionally fasting, which we now know is important. Drinking goat milk may add years to your life, right? Right. So, yeah. So far we've got stress reduction, healthy diet, spirituality, dedication to family, especially mm-hmm. with women. And now I have permission to nap, occasionally mm-hmm. fast, and drink goat milk.
Yeah. Yeah. I have not drank goat milk. I've had goat milk. Yeah. Cheese.
Well, when I was sick, when I came down with the mystery disease, all I could drink was goat milk.
Really?
I don't know why I stopped. Okay, that's a whole nother show, right? But it makes sense, napping. Yeah. And now we know the power of fasting.
Yeah.
I don't mean fast for a month. I mean like every day. Mm-hmm. What do you make of Greece, Dr. T?
Well, other than goat's milk, I think that rest is important. And again, you know, especially if we, you know, turn our eyes back to the States here, we have this productivity and let's go and let's go and let's go. And there's, you know, this kind of rest is lazy or something like that. And so, give yourself permission to take a nap and rest if that is needed, because you'll recharge. And again, you know, my husband teases me because, you know, he's not a meditator, but he loves a good nap. So he will say, oh, I'm off to meditate, you know, or if I say I'm going to meditate, he's like, oh, have a good nap. And so, you know, it's again, that quieting the mind, right? The reset, yeah. and bringing that back together and fasting. Yeah. There's some really great resources on, you know, intermittent fasting. Yeah. It's not something that I've looked into deeply, but I've heard.
Well, I've done it. I mean, you know, I'm, you know, any of us that competes in any kind of sport mm-hmm. on a regular basis, we learn the benefit of fat, not because fasting to lose weight, but it's a form of detox of the mm-hmm. body, you know, and toxins we build up. All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to show the men some love now.
Okay.
I'm going to show the men some love. You ready?
Let's go.
Of course. Sardinia, Italy. For your men, get ready. Daily wine, laughter help Sardinian men enjoy the longest male lifespan.
Oh, wow. And I would say that that is connection, because they, you know, there's this kind of culture of like sitting and having a coffee or, you know, gathering yep. together. So it, and laughing. And then I think all of these also have built environments where you're walking a lot, or you can walk from place to place. But I love that. And I think that men can get isolated or not yeah. take that time to connect with other guys and have a good laugh. I think that's important.
All right. Drum roll, please. The country I didn't mention before, because every time I think of this place, and my first introduction to this place was when I worked for a woman named Mary Louise Smith, one of my greatest mentors. Oh my gosh, I can't even talk enough about her. And she says, I know where I'm going when I retire. Costa Rica. This is the place. And, you know, there's Nicoya, Costa Rica, maybe, but Costa Rica, people are like, okay, Costa Rica, my retreat, Costa Rica. Yeah, you know, I'm moving to Costa Rica. They just mm-hmm. do it. Why? This is what they say. The water is, this is now the research. I don't know how true this is. Water is naturally rich in calcium and magnesium and may prevent heart disease and weak bones. You see, each one of these places has something unique, mm-hmm. but nothing bizarre. And I want to take a short break and talk about that when we come back. Because when you summarize what the bottom line is for aging and aging mindset, I want to hear what you have to say, because I didn't hear anything unusual, right?
Yeah, no magic pill, no magic wand.
No magic, you know, I'm crushing cannabis into a bottle and, you know, none of that. But when we come back, Dr. T is going to walk us through how these things help us, how they relate to mindset, and what can we do now? What can we do now? If you're a TV watcher and you don't think you're watching the commercial, I'll tell you subliminally, you are hearing exactly what's wrong with you and what you should tell your doctor to give you. We're going to take a short break, everybody. I'm telling you, when we come back, Dr. T is on it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the Psychic Explorer. And I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to create your marvelous life? As women, we can feel the pressure to make sure everyone else is okay before we take care of ourselves. That needs to stop. Hi, I'm spiritual coach Lori Jonas, and I'm empowering women to unleash their authentic selves and live marvelously. It's time to get clear on what you want in life. Check out my blog, coaching packages, manifestation journal, my book, The 5 L's of Living Marvelously, and more on my website, livingmarvelously.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Imagine if you were truly flourishing, how would your financial expansion impact the world? Author of Money Come Dance With Me, Gail West, is an internationally known speaker, creative catalyst, and business intuitive at Success with Soul. Work with Gail to create a new relationship with money as your friend. Link the soul of your business to the business of your soul with programs like Sacred Money Mastery, Akashic Records of the Soul, and more. To receive a healing money meditation, go to successwithsoul.com today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. And I like to say every show that I do, thank you, Nick Johnson, for creating that beautiful music for our show. After we found out we could not use the theme from Clocks by Coldplay, which was very disappointing. But Nick and his group banged that beautiful song out, and that is our theme. Welcome back. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, go to thedrpatshow.com. For more information about the network, go to transformationtalkradio.com or thetransformationnetwork.com. Dr. T, before we get into looking at this a little bit closer and really talk about the superpower of mindset and mindfulness, how can people find out more about everything about you?
You can go to my website, ccwithdrt.com. And you'll bunch of tabs. You can find out what I'm doing. And then do join me on the first and third Wednesdays of each month when I host my show, Creating Connection with Dr. T. And I have guests and sometimes it's just me. So come along, see what we got going on over there.
All right. The thing they did not do, hello, in this study, don't ask me why. I don't know. There are two things they didn't do. They really didn't focus on mind or mindset, or let's just call it a state of being. Okay. However, inherent in the items, they say it's in there. Everyday lifestyle, active everyday lifestyle, sense of purpose, right? Let me just go through the list. I don't care what the countries were we just mentioned. This is what they get. Ways to de-stress, avoid overeating, plant-based diets, moderate wine consumption, faith-based services. I'm going to say faith/spiritual-based services, family togetherness, and associating with people practicing healthy behaviors. Now, I don't know why this article talks about us people in Washington, but I should mention I don't know where this came from. Washingtonians are doing something right. The average life expectancy of a person born in 2011 is 80.3 years. That's about 5 years longer than those born in 1980. And so, there's something about this, according to the Washington State Department of Health. This one exception, of course, which is Spokane, however you say it, 79 years. But the bottom line is they called this state out. It didn't make the blue zone. Mm. But there's just something that they had to mention. Now, having said all that, what would you imagine that the people that live in these places, what would you imagine their mindset is like?
Well, I would have to say that, you know, if you're getting, I know for my own mental health, movement every day makes my brain a little bit quieter. And so that would be a mindset if people are moving more organically, eating, you know, different types of foods. I know they emphasized more plant-based, but they certainly were eating meat, but maybe not a lot of it. And I think that, you know, and then you're taking care of your body in a certain way when you're connecting and engaging. And you mentioned the men laughing together. I mean, laughter is the best medicine, isn't it? I mean, really, you know, because you're getting those endorphins, you're getting that sense of belonging and connection. And so mindset, even though they didn't say, oh, meditation or, you know, mindfulness, I think we are, if I were to guess, and this is a guess, because we've gotten so disassociated with our like people and our even our bodies, you know, we live in kind of like this cognitive space up here, that we are bringing in tools and reaching for tools so that we can get to this point where they are already organically kind of, you know, they're having mindfulness practices, they're taking a nap. And if you have a faith-based or spiritual-based practice, you know, one of my students said to me that, like, for her, prayer is talking to God or source or divine. And for her, meditation is listening. So it's like, are we pausing long enough to listen to our highest voice, our best selves, and so that we are guided to have a better way of life, you know, and that our bodies are more in tune and aligned with our environments. Yeah. So yeah. that would be.
Well, you know, and I love it because one of the things that I believe that you and I just observed, and I would have to dig out the map, but all of those blue zone places are they're coastal cities. Mm-hmm. They're coastal cities. Now, why am I bringing it up? Now, I moved from New Jersey, and clearly New Jersey has a coast, but I didn't live there. I lived in central Jersey. Then I move out here, and people ask me what it was like when I moved to Seattle. Happened energetically with me. And when I got here, I started to draw again. I started to do something about water does that to people, number one. The other thing that happened here is a lot of fish here.
A lot of fresh fish, yeah.
A lot of fresh fish. And so I wanted to just ask you a couple things. But the most important thing that I wanted to talk to you about is meaningful life purpose in Japan, in the Blue Zone in Japan. They have a term, and I'm going to mispronounce it, but they have a term to translate that translates to why I wake up in the morning.
Ikigai.
Ikigai. And strong sense of purpose. And they say it's worth up to, you ready? 7 years more.
Yeah. Yeah. But so in my research, I would ask older adults, you know, what gets you out of bed in the morning? Usually it's a first pass is a joke. Oh, I have to pee. And so, you know, that's why they get out of bed in the morning. But this idea of like, how can I contribute? And I think that's where you need to start bringing creativity and flexibility, because again, there are challenges with aging. I'm not here to be like, oh, you know, just if you just your mindset right, then you're going to have happy aging. What I mean about mindset is to actually say, this is what's going on in my life. Maybe my body has changed, so I can't do the activities that I want to do. Well, how can we bring then curiosity and a sense of investigation to say, like, well, then what is possible? And maybe your purpose shifts a little bit, or maybe it changes. And I think that's why, you know, a lot of people whose purpose was their work, you know, then they might die after they retire. This is a statistic that's out there. And so how can you bring that meaning into your life? And again, I think that's paying attention to inside. I love that you're drawing. I mean, that's amazing. And so what are outlets that you could access if you were open and creative and well-rested by taking those naps?
It leads me, I'm going to combine two things and have you address them. I'm going to combine the stress-free description. And they really talk about this more than you would imagine, but what they talk about is that stress causes inflammation. Inflammation, major part of age-related diseases. So that's their connection. They talk about the people in the Blue Zone routinely practicing stress relieving meditation, prayer, naps, taking time to remember ancestors. Now, I'm going to combine that with their ninth statement, which is belief in a higher power. I don't know how to separate them or tease them apart logically. What do you think? Do you think they go together?
Yes. And my growing up Catholic is coming into mind. What I think when you're connecting to source, divine, God, whatever you want to name it, in nature, it's something bigger than yourself, right? So there's that, you know, kind of like, oh, like when I sit by the ocean, Dr. Pat, and I watch the waves come in or go out, or if I'm looking at a mountain and I'm like, oh, this will continue long after I'm gone. And it has been going long before I ever was on this earth. And so there's a sense of kind of this continuity or connection to something larger than yourself, which I think helps kind of the mind, right? When you're, you know, if you're like too far ahead and worried about the future, if you're too far behind and you're ruminating on the past, you can come to that present moment and you can be just in tune with what's here right now, which then gives room for flexibility, creativity, and meeting situations as they are.
Yeah. And, you know, look, there's one of these things I didn't mention, but I will. But what you're talking about there is what you're saying is that different people have spiritual practices. Different people have different faith-based practices. And, you know, while they were very clear that this is engaging, I was shocked. Only 4 to 5 times a month, right? But it really does tie into what you do with that. It ties into how you are with that. And so meditation, no matter how many of you are cringing right now, there is something out there for each of you. They've heard me talk about my form is I use something called the brain tap, mm-hmm. and it's a device and it walks me through whatever I need to walk through on any given day. So there's something for everyone. And if you don't know what to do, call Dr. T, get a hold of her and she'll tell you. Now, I do have a caveat. So alcohol made a big splash in this study. And I'm saying to everybody out here, this is not sitting down and drinking three bottles of wine. They are not talking about that. But I will point out the exception, except for California. Apparently, they don't drink.
Oh, interesting.
So while it may be a factor in some of those other places, we have to ask ourselves why. You know, we're not talking about alcohol consumption the way we've seen it in the United States, 750% increase in online purchases. No. Mm. We're talking about like my grandpa, mm-hmm. you know, what he used to do. He made his own wine and they would just sip it. Mm-hmm. You know, you ever see them sit around and like, and they make that sipping sound with the wine that's very annoying. Just like, please, what are you doing over there? You know, it's like a straw.
I'm savoring.
It's savoring it. And then they're talking. And, but California? No.
Well, you know, I would say for me, I look at, you know, like no things are, you know, kind of off limits, but how are you using them? Are you using them to numb, to check out, to hit that, you know, fast forward button because you don't like what's going on in your life? Or are you using it, you know, to connect and it's just that, you know? So I know that, you know, there's people with a wide range of things, but I'm always curious about why are you reaching for it? Why are you reaching for your phone? Why are you reaching for that drink? Why are you reaching for that sweet or salty, whatever, you know? And so what's behind it? Because these things aren't inherently bad, right? Like, but they can become very detrimental in your life, depending on how it's being used.
And, you know, all of these, what we're talking about, Dr. T, is we're talking about adding high quality years to a life. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, the Greek island, you know, an average lifespan of 8 years longer than the average American. Mm. Right. You know, when you see those kinds of things and you talk about the oldest men on earth live in Sardinia. Mm-hmm. Hello, it's a mountain community. That's where they live. They're sheep farmers. They walk at least 5 miles up and down mountains. Mm-hmm. They enjoy red wine in moderation. They have slow. So when you put these things together, right, you can go on. You know, we talked about Japan. We didn't talk about Costa Rica, but I want to mention it. You know, the community lives well in their 90s with very few healthcare costs. Did you know that? Very few, like teeny. Mm. They thrive on faith, family, work, and a characteristic sense of purpose, you know, so their water is rich. They talk about all of that. But when you put all these together and then you take the Californians, which have a weekly 24-hour holiday that they rest and enjoy themselves, although nobody talked about that, mm-hmm. right? When you put them all together, it's not a big list of things we can do and incorporate in our lives, is it?
Yeah, it really isn't. And I would say that, you know, those environments specifically have kind of that built-in support. Whereas me as an individual or people who are listening as an individual, they might be like, well, you know, I can't take a nap because I have 5 kids and I'm working 3 jobs. Like there's what's built in around us. Like, how can we do that? Because sometimes it can seem like nigh impossible, right? To, you know, take a nap, to get good rest, to eat good food. And it might be prohibitive with people in their, you know, socioeconomic status. So I would, you know, this is a way bigger conversation.
Yes,
but
it is.
I do think that it's important to also acknowledge that how you can get people to support you, you know, like if you have like a friend that you're like, oh, let's go walking every day, or, you know, something where you are getting that support support, and also then that built-in kind of socialization and time to download if you're having stress or issues.
Yeah. And, you know, look, you've created a number of ways to help people. You also have, I think you have a free live guided meditation. I think you do that. You help people shift their mind or their mindset or their mindfulness barometer. And, you know, sometimes you take one thing at a time. You have to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. All of these things are part of what you bring to the forefront. Now, before we kind of finish here and run out of time, like that pun, like that. Okay. How do people find out about you? How can they find out more about this? What you do and how you work with people is to have them live fully and live fully longly. And that's so key. How do people find out more about what you're doing?
My website is Creating Connection with Dr. T, but it's ccwithdrt.com. And I do offer a free guided meditation on Mondays. I had it just before this show. So love for people to join it. You know, I usually read something and then we meditate together. So there's that's a way to be in community for free. Mm-hmm. If it fits into your schedule, I'd love to have you join. I just created a Befriending the Body bundle. And I'll get that link out so we can share it with people. But and so I created a workbook and then also a guided meditation for a compassionate body scan. So if you're working on like, well, you know, I hate being old or I hate this or I hate whatever, you know, you could start with like the container you're in and maybe just be a little more friendly to it. And so I have some ways to help support that. You can also work with me one-on-one or catch one of my groups. And I can't wait to meet everybody.
I love it. You know, I'm known in my group of friends, which I'm getting ready to see this weekend. Once upon a time, they would laugh at me. And it started, I think, on my 40th birthday. I can't remember. And I basically said, you know what? It's great if you want to celebrate my birthday. I've never really been big about it, but I'm going to start to count backwards. And I just started that pathway because, I mean, it started as a joke. But everybody got on board with it because it was interesting to realize that it isn't so much aging. It's the number that society gives us to tell us what it means.
Oh,
it's the number. You see, I don't know how these people counted their age back in the day. I don't know that they did, but it's that number. And so it's fascinating for me and my friends. We get together whenever we do. And I'm going to get to, and they're going to ask me, like, how old are you now? Right? They're going to, like, are you five? When do you start to go minus 10? Because for me, that was important to do.
Okay.
For a lot of reasons. Basically, because everybody in my family died relatively young.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But whatever works, right?
Oh,
for
absolutely.
People to, yeah. Thank you for today. I have one last question, Dr. T. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave everybody with today?
I want us to be kinder to ourselves. I want us to, my message or, you know, what I would love is to empower people to approach aging with more curiosity, ease, and joy, and, you know, not get so wrapped around the axle about, you know, what's happening, and to just allow what's happening to be a little curiosity. Curiosity?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I got a twang.
Yeah, I heard that. You probably got it from me. But I agree with you. I mean, being curious about life. You know, the other thing that I grew up with a mom that just encouraged all of us to just learn to go with the flow of things, you know, just learn to go with the flow. She looked at life like a water slide. That's the way she looked at life. Whatever works for y'all, then do it. Dr. T, thank you so much for today.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I appreciate it being here.
Great show, great conversation. You can find all the research that we mentioned. It's available online. And this show was very research-backed. We didn't make anything up. Just go find it and look for yourselves. We're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.